السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Brother Swale has asked me to give a few words. I want to congratulate the young generation which is coming out from this message. The way they are reciting the book of Allah is something which is special. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahlul Quran, Ahlullah, wa khaswatuhu. That the people who recites the Quran, those who have memorized the Quran, they are the special category of people who are special to Allah. It's a blessing to this masjid. I've been here from day one, the first tarawih we had. And I've seen these young generations coming through the ranks. I congratulate the parents of these young ones. And I give you good tidings from Allah Azza wa Jalla, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the parents of those who have memorized the Quran, they will be dressed up with garments which are very special. And they will be dressed up, they will be put taj, the crown on their heads. And they will be asking, where did this come from? They will be told that your children who have memorized, the book of Allah, these are the benefits from what they have memorized. These are the benefits from what the effort you put in teaching them the Quran. It's not something easy, brothers and sisters. It's not something easy. So the parents, subhanAllah, imagine, dear brothers, the parents have been dressed up in that manner. What about the person himself who is reciting the Quran himself? If you, the parents, who have helped these children to grow up with the Quran, if that is the reward which Allah Azza wa Jalla has designed for you, what about themselves? SubhanAllah. So dear brothers, my advice to myself and to you all, always remember the book of Allah is the best thing you can have. The reward for memorizing it, the reward for reciting it, day in, day out. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was talking about fasting, he was talking about fasting and the Quran, that the Quran and fasting will come. SubhanAllah. Giving evidence, the Quran will say that I made him give up his sleep so that he can recite the Quran. And the fasting will come and say, I made him give up his food, his shahwa, everything, so that he can fast. So Allah Azza wa Jalla reward them. Allah Azza wa Jalla will accept. So we are in this month of Ramadan, Shahrullah, Shahr Ramadan alladhi unzira fihi al-Quran. The Quran was revealed in this month, the month of Ramadan. So it's a month of Quran, reciting it. If you haven't been able to start reciting the Quran, this is the time to wake up, brothers. At least a Muslim should recite the Quran from cover to cover within the month of Ramadan. Jibril used to come to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam every Ramadan, every single day, and they used to go through the Quran until the end. And in the last year, Jibril came twice. They finished the Quran from cover to cover twice. So the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla is protecting us, is protecting the Quran through the heads of the human beings. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-Qur'an wa inna lahu lahafidun. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who revealed this Quran, and he vowed to protect it. So you can't change it. The Quran, these young ones, because this is a young generation, they are all under their 30s. There is another one, a young one, I don't know how old is he. How old are you, young man? 15 years old. Have you heard the way he's reciting the Quran? SubhanAllah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to save us. Those who passed, the pious predecessors, they used to recite the Quran. They used to close everything and start reciting the Quran. But for us, is it doable? They used to recite the Quran. Ibrahim Nakhai, he used to recite the Quran every 2 days, every 2 nights. He finishes it from cover to cover. Is it doable? Yes. So long as you put in effort. One of the youngsters told me yesterday, it makes me cry. I asked that person, what is your aim this Ramadan? He said, my aim is 5 khatma. And I said, how far have you gone? He said, I've finished the first one, and now I'm Surat Furqan. I'm aiming to finish the second khatima tomorrow. This is the Quran, the book of Allah, dear brothers and sisters. We have abandoned it. This is our salvation. This is the way of our life. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla, whatever He wanted to us, the way of living, is in the Quran. Aisha radiallahu anha, she was asked, tell us the characteristic of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did she say? Alam takra'u al-Quran, don't you recite the Quran? Kana khuruquhu al-Quran. Don't you recite the Quran? His behavior, his characteristics, everything is in the Quran. So how will you know? How will you know the behavior of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam if you don't recite the Quran, you don't read the Quran? Some of us will put the Quran in the shelves and we don't remember until Ramadan comes. Then we take it out and we start reading. What about the rest of the time? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stand up at night, every single night, until his feet got swollen. The hadith of Hudhaifa ibn Yaman radiallahu anhu, what did he say? I stood with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he started reciting Surah Al-Baqarah. He finished it. He started reading, reciting Surah Nisa to the end. And then he started reading, reciting Surah Ali Imran in one single rak'ah. That is the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alladhi, that one, Allah Azza wa Jalla, kad ghafala Allahu lahu. Allah Azza wa Jalla had already forgiven him his past sins and the future. But look the way he used to stand up at night. What have you learned from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When Ramadan goes, what are you going to do? What is your plan? To forget about the night prayer? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our role model. His wives, this comes from Umm Salam and others, they ask him, Ya Rasulullah, why are you putting this on yourself? Because they saw his feet were swollen. Why don't you go slowly? What did he answer? Afala akuna abdan shakura? SubhanAllah. Do you want me to be a person who doesn't appreciate from Allah Azza wa Jalla? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was grateful. So dear brothers, my advice to myself and to you If you haven't managed to memorize the Quran, open it up every single day. At least read one page. One page. Don't let a day go without looking into the book of Allah. Don't forget these young ones, your kids. They are your responsibility to teach them the Quran. What have you done about it? SubhanAllah. What have you done about it, dear brothers? When you listen to these young ones, the way they recite the Quran, what do you feel inside yourself? Doesn't it move you at all? If it doesn't move you, then you have a problem. You have to sort out yourself. I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to put barakah in this masjid. Amen. And to remove all the obstacles to those who are running this masjid. As I said, I've been here from day one, the first tarawih we had here, before even this daily, 5 daily prayers. But what I've seen, SubhanAllah. So I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to reward those people who had put in the effort to bring this masjid into existence. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to reward these youngsters for the effort they have put in to recite the book of Allah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us among those who will be reciting the book of Allah. These people who have memorized the Quran, they will be up there in their lofty mansions. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave an example. Take an example. When you stand up at night and you see those stars in the sky, that is the distance between the rest of the people and those who are reciting the Quran sincerely for the sake of Allah. So dear young brothers, don't recite the Quran for the people to hear that, oh, so-and-so is a qari, is a reciter. Purify your intentions and recite the Quran for the sake of Allah. When you stand up here and you tell people, istawu, you are standing in the position of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So be a good example. Because if the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was here, he's the one who have been standing in here. But you, Allah Azza wa Jalla has raised you in ranks because of the book of Allah, which you have in your head. So, show it to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Don't care about what the people say. Always care about your Lord. What is He going to say? So please, purify your intentions. And always, constantly ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to save you. Because these people who have got this evil eye. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-aynu haqqu. The evil eye is true. So always ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to put barakah in whatever you are memorizing, whatever you are reciting, so that you can be saved from those people. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to forgive us our sins. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to accept our Ramadan, to accept our standing behind the Imam. Always remember, brothers, I finish with this. Standing behind the Imam, never run away. Don't say that, oh, I pray 8 with the Imam, then I will stand up at night. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man qama ma'a al-iman hatta yansarifa kutiba lahu qiyam al-laylatin. Whoever stands up behind the Imam until he finishes, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, he insisted on this, and he says, until he finishes his witr and he turns around and faces the people, that means that the salah is finished. So you have to stand behind the Imam for you to be able to get written in your book that you stood the whole night. You have to stand behind the Imam until he finishes. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakumullahu khayran wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala Muhammad wa nabiyyillahi nabiyyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Zakon Baruch.